This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After two decades of bloodshed, the Democratic Republic of Congo and the main rebel group in that country are expected to sign a peace deal today. Could this be the development needed to put this country, rich in natural resources, on a path toward economic stability? Kate Archer-Kent reports.
The Tutsi-led M23 rebels have surrendered, and the Congolese government is rejoicing that these fighters will no longer stalk the nation's mining heartland. Jason Stearns is a project director at the Rift Valley Institute and has just returned from the capital, Kinshasa.
There's a huge amount of optimism. There's a huge amount of, because of the defeat of the M23, this is a really historic moment.
But the M23 is just one of a number of militant groups in a longstanding conflict. Cornell University professor Nick Vandewal studies economic development in Africa.
Even if the worst warlords are no longer in operation, the level of law and order that I think businesses need to thrive is still far from satisfactory.
Vandewal says neighboring countries are flourishing, so if Congo can do more cross-border business, it may get assimilated into the dynamic economy of Africa's Great Lakes region. I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.